Good afternoon, I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Protests against the death of a Minneapolis man in the hands of police on Monday continue across the country and here in Siouxland. In this video captured by Siouxland Scanner and posted on Facebook this afternoon, about 50 protesters marched carrying signs downtown saying, "I can't breathe," in honor of George Floyd, and chanting the same phrase. The marchers made their way up to the police station and continued to ask for justice. The policeman who was holding Floyd down by kneeling on his neck has been arrested today and charged with third-degree murder. Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller and Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew say they are saddened by the tragic events that have occurred in Minneapolis. They released a joint statement last night saying they extended their deepest condolences to the family of George Floyd, as well as the Minneapolis area residents who are struggling to deal with the aftermath of this incident. Mueller and Drew say this event has sparked outrage and fear in the nation, and that as a Siouxland community, we must seize this opportunity for constructive dialogue that will foster healing and assurance. Iowa today has more than 18,500 COVID-19 cases and 500 deaths. Woodbury County has 10,896 cases and 44 deaths, and Buena Vista County has almost 4,000 cases and no deaths. A quarter of its workers at a Storm Lake pork processing facility have tested positive for the coronavirus. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.